This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
You got two plans. We want to hear from you. 248-539-9797. Our goal is to make college football great again. We know there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the direction. Got Big Ten SEC bickering about, you only play eight games and you play nine. You want a 16-team playoff with automatic qualifiers. Blah, 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 blah. They sound like the parents from Charlie Brown, the teachers from Charlie Brown. Just simplify this, do it right, fix the game that we all love. What's the one issue that you need to see fixed? And who presented a better plan to make the sport great again? 248-539-9797.
If I had to pick one of the things that I was talking about, and you know, the whole CBA, I don't know that college athletes will ever truly be able to form a union because the turnover is so quick. I would love to see a lot of those things. And I think, you know, aside from fandom, the whole injuries that happen in college football, and then once you leave, you're on your own. There's no workers' comp. There's no none of that stuff. Is that kind of has driven me nuts for a long time. But in terms of the fan perspective, I really don't understand why, and it's been like this forever. When college football season ends, championship weekend is over, and we didn't used to have championship weekend. It used to be, you know, the weekend before Thanksgiving. And then there's a month, 6 weeks before you play college football again. I just don't understand that. I know in previous iterations of the bowl system, I get playing on New Year's Day. But now that we have this college football playoffs, I mean, the NFL doesn't take weeks off before they play their playoffs. Start it the week after and then play your national championship game. College football and New Year's Day had a great marriage. Keep that marriage of that day. Keep that, because the Super Bowl, the NFL, they're always going to own Super Bowl Sunday. And that's what has made that so special and unique. You know exactly when it's going to be. And now, if you know that the national championship game is played on New Year's Day, it goes back to, hey, the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl,
the history,
the Cotton
tradition.
Bowl, all of those different games being played on a special day that is the same and it never moves.
Some ticket text. Ticket texture is at 248-539-9797. Not Costa campaigning on antitrust violations. All these pro leagues are antitrust. They get exceptions. Costa's America is more doable. Workers' comp, John? Come on, Derek and Troy.
Okay. How many guys have we seen, five-star athletes, right? They're going to be the next best thing since sliced bread, and then they blow a knee, have a catastrophic injury. When they're 40 years old and they're left with, hey, you know, maybe they have a job that has good health insurance. Maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't, yeah. Tim in Chicago says, my vote goes to John. Very pragmatic. Love the New Year's Day championship game. Love the two-year and four-year contracts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that helps fans out.
We'll color in the electoral map for Illinois for you.
Oh, boy. All right. I didn't think I'd win in Illinois.
I never thought you'd win in Illinois. Did you get Chicago, too?
That's where the guy's from.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's, he made it happen. Uh-huh. John's plan is the best. I vote John.
There we go.
Okay. Cookies has my vote. John lost me at two words. Preseason.
Okay. Well, okay. Tell me that. And
those
I'm
games
just using,
have to count still, right? If you lose them, they count. So if Central rolls in and beats you on September 13th this year,
yes.
You got the date circled.
Counts
as a
you
loss.
Do. Yes. Okay.
We'll stay within 45.
That's fine.
248-539-9797.
I call them preseason games now, so.
Jansen got my vote as soon as he said collective bargaining. So that did ring true for some people. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Former union rep.
Jim, were you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the worst union in professional sports.
You see what's going on right now with these second round picks? Speaking of like trying to shift the entire landscape of
They want guaranteed money in the second round. It's not going to happen.
It's going to impact just about every team, including our Lions.
Yeah.
We'll get to it at 7:35. Greg, you have a change you'd like to see to the sport?
Well, I think just echoing, simply put, own December. And I think John's plan really speaks to that. And John, we had talked about things that where you had me. John, you had me at national title game, New Year's night.
Yeah. I mean, that would just, every year, like right now.
So is it always the Sugar Bowl then? Because that's the night game on New Year's Day historically.
No, it doesn't have to be like specifically the Sugar Bowl.
Well, you can't move the Rose Bowl later in the day. You have to have, they're very particular. Sunset over the San Gabriel Mountains.
It can be.
It's pronounced San Gabriel Mountains.
Yes. Spoken from a guy that's never been there.
Maybe if that's the national title game that year, it's at 5 o'clock.
That's what's holding college football back is they won't move away from the 5 o'clock kick of the Rose Bowl. It has to happen.
And a sunset? Yeah, to some extent.
What about the parade of roses?
Jim is very bothered by that, Greg. I know you can't see him right now. Uh-huh. He's extremely bothered.
Yes, he's never witnessed it. Anyway.
I've watched it on TV. Yeah, I grew up watching the Rose Bowl. Don't act like I'm like from another planet here.
Yeah, when you go there, it's different.
If I could add just one other element that I think is going to be a plus for college football. How about smaller conferences? I'm all about smaller conferences. Bring regionality back, like 10-team conferences. That way you can play everybody in your conference. And then at that point, do you need a conference title game? And instead of having a conference title game, you instead have a first round of a playoff. So maybe at that point you do have an opportunity to expand a playoff field, or you can fit it into a four-week time frame like John does. Like
Greg, I am 100% with you. If it's a 10-team conference and you play a 9-game round-robin schedule, you play everybody, you get a true conference champ.
Ticket texters, stop conference expansion. New rule, if you aren't within 500 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, you can't be in the ACC. Goodbye, Stanford and Cal, John and Lake Orion. I should put that in there. That's a good one. Get them back out. Now that the Pac-12 has sort of been resuscitated, they belong out there. Love your changes, Jim. One word for you, lawyers. College sports are dead. Dead, all caps. Limit the percentage an agent makes off of NIL. I feel like some are taking huge cuts from the kids, Walton White Lake.
Well, when you get a CBA, all of that is well-defined. And it's, so getting into the nuts and bolts as well, their contracts for the players, for what the revenue share, all right, you get 3% of whatever they negotiate for that. 20% is kind of the going rate for anything that happens in marketing. But it's, I don't know. I also think they need to be certified agents. Anyone right now can represent a college athlete. In the NFL, you go through a certification process. You could say, well, hey, there's still some dumbasses out there. Of course, there's going to be dumbasses in every industry, but at least go through a certification process before you're allowed to represent college athletes.
As is often the case with politics, both sides have good ideas, but if I'm forced to pick a side, and I have to choose, I'm voting for Costa.
Okay.
I don't know what state you're in. I don't know how to color in the map, but thank you.
Yeah. One of your things, I love the full December. Let's get this over with and stuff. But like an Army-Navy game is an important thing. What if that was played on Veterans Day?
Be great.
Oh, it'd be
make that the, no matter what day of the week, it's played on Veterans Day.
I also have thought about this, making it the week zero, standalone.
Welcome
back. Welcome back to college football with the rich tradition of these two schools. They get their own platform because at the end of the year, you're right, it squeezes what John wants to do.
Right. There's going to be sacrifices in history and tradition, as there has been moving forward. I guess I wouldn't be against it. I just like the fact that we've had this great college football season, and then it culminates in Army-Navy.
But I think, like, yours is, yeah, you still single out the game, which is nice, but mine fits on the day.
Yeah.
To me, that would be an awesome tradition to have.
Yeah. It would be. Why is Notre Dame always a topic? Costa, it's jealousy is what it is.
Yeah, I don't care that they're independent. They can get an at-large bid.
Join a conference. We're remaking the sport. Sports are about competition. Be in a conference. Compete with people in your conference. You don't get to pick and choose while everybody else plays a different game.
This is something that I couldn't really care less about, is if Notre Dame is in a conference or not. If they want to make life harder on themselves by not being in a conference, by not having a conference championship or a championship game, if they want to have the we've got to win every single game on our schedule, then so be it.
The sport needs uniformity.
Yes.
They're like, the Chiefs are going to kind of just sit out here and do what they want to do.
They're going to play a couple CFL games.
Yeah. No.
What would force them, if you go with my plan, is they're not going to be able to play any of the Power Conference opponents, because after those first, I call them preseason games, the two cupcakes at the beginning
everybody's
of the season,
in.
That count. Yeah, everybody's locked into conference schedules.
That was my thing, too. You got to play 9 in conference plus your crossover.
Yeah.
So that's 10. Same thing. Like, Notre Dame can't build a schedule if everybody else is locked in for 10 of the 12 games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could always join a conference.
Well, they're kind of half in, half out, because they picked one of the softest conferences to go into, and that's the ACC.
And join. God bless. Have fun. Play a conference championship game like everybody else. 248-539-9797. We got the two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. Heather's news as well. It's next, 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back, now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months and with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Before the two Grand Slam, Heather, what's in the news?
Yeah, well, Royal Oak drivers and residents have been trying to solve the city's parking problems for years, and now they will soon see some changes. So currently, you pay at a station, or I think you can use an app, right? And the spot changes from red to green.
Yes.
But if you're late and you miss the little grace period, you automatically get sent a ticket right to your house.
Kelsey just got one last month.
Oh, really?
Yep, they send you a little photo of like your car and yeah.
You know, I haven't been down there in years, apparently. I mean, yeah. I have, but I can't recall the parking situation. But anyway, on Monday, the city commission approved a new agreement to use more traditional meters that allow users to also have the ability to use like the Park Mobile app.
Oh, so like Ferndale has that. So yes. Imagine it's so you can add your phone you want to be there for another half hour, an hour.
Yes, okay. Which is convenient, right?
If you're out, why didn't we already have this?
Right, that you could extend your stay a little bit longer. They say it's going to be kind of like the parking in Detroit, and I don't know if that's similar to Ferndale, but
yeah, certain lots. Yeah.
So they say the plan calls for 150 new pay stations, both on and off the street, and will result. The results will be a customer-focused, sustainable, and forward-thinking parking system that serves the Royal Oak community.
Are we still doing the back-end parking?
Oh.
Because I know that's a whole different...
That's a whole nother... I don't
fix
know.
That too.
Yeah, that maybe that's in there.
Oh, come on.
That's your thing. Because you love to make a big show backing into your spots.
No. I like to make it easy getting out of my spot.
I will tell you, now that I drive a massive car, not always, not every single day, but we have now a massive car, it is so much easier. You have to reverse in, or there's certain spots you cannot get out of. Or at least I can't. I find it much easier to be able to. It's not a skill issue. I can get out of the parking spot, but it's so much easier if I'm just pulling forward than it is reversing out with a huge. And John drives a truck, so it's I get. Yes, he does.
It's much easier parking a big vehicle that way.
Yes.
It's also much safer getting out, especially if you're in a grocery store parking lot and there's going to be kids possibly walking behind you, grocery carts walking behind you, then just back in so that you can pull out and see everything.
Yes. The Taylor Police Department went viral on social media over the weekend after marijuana-related images popped up when people Googled them. So apparently if you Googled the Taylor Police Department over the weekend, that's what you saw when you clicked on see photos. You would just see pictures of marijuana, I guess. Who knows? Okay. It sounds like it was just a prank, but the department did publish a serious note to their Facebook page explaining that the agency did not post the images and they do not reflect the values or mission of the department. They also said that they were actively working to have the photos removed and they thanked the community who brought it to their attention. But it sounds like it was just kind of a little prank. But then people thought, well, if people can access your website and change your photos, this is a...
It's a problem.
Horrendous thing. So anyway, they've addressed
they're
that.
They're on it.
Yep. Former Lions quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has been suspended from his high school coaching position in Miami after allegedly providing benefits to his players. And these benefits include things like ride shares and meals and recovery related costs during the 2024 season.
What a monster.
How dare he? Anyway, Bridgewater did confirm the suspension on Facebook, noting that it came from the school. It's not clear how long it's for. Also noted that he did this position as a volunteer, not as an employee.
Something he said he had been doing even from the stands as far back as 2018 and 2019. He loves that community. He's coaching high school to give back to the game. He's helping people who need some help. Change the rules. You should be allowed to help your guys out.
I mean, I don't know the details, but if there's a kid that lives 45 minutes away and it's against the rules to transport him into school, you're doing it because it's going to make you a better team and win, then I get the investigation.
What about a kid who can't? He needs a meal, and you're going to help him out with food?
Details.
Okay.
It all matters.
A teen in Kentucky lost three of his fingers in a really big freak firework accident, but he was able to save his arm thanks to a medical trick he learned from Forrest Gump, of all places. 18-year-old Andrew Stratton blew off his three middle fingers and part of his thumb, actually, after this firework that he was holding basically prematurely went off before it was supposed to, right? Like, it was lit, and then seconds later, it exploded. He was obviously celebrating the 4th of July with some buddies, and it could have been a whole lot worse if he didn't tie his belt around his arm to slow the bleeding. And he said he learned this from that dramatic scene in Forrest Gump. Is he channeling his inner Forrest Gump?
Maybe. I think that's just how he talks.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get. Anyway, big news for Disney adults.
Oh.
John, not quite for you because
you're not Disney.
Yeah, but you got to be single for this one. These Disney adults, the adults who just love Disney World, are getting their own dating app soon called Single Riders.
Okay. Weird. Weird.
Weirder than any of the other these apps? The Farmers Only, like, it's just like-minded people who want to get together.
Yeah, apparently a Disney super fan in Orlando is behind the whole thing. He says he came up with the idea two years ago after he got stood up on a date, went to a bar at Disney, ended up getting drunk there, drowning his sorrows, I guess.
And going home with Minnie?
Maybe, or Daisy, I don't know. Cinderella, I'm not sure.
Plenty of princesses.
Okay. But,
okay, things are getting better.
But anyway, he wanted to create this app. He sees it as a way for Disney adults to connect, see if there's a spark, but also maybe just make a few good friends along the way.
Sure.
Yeah, there's just something that seems weird about that.
Well, Disney adults are weird, John, so.
Okay, yeah.
She's not wrong.
I have never actually been there without my kids.
I like that you need to clarify this.
Heather, are you going to do the Disney thing based on that comment?
Little kids.
Are we going to go to, my children, eventually. Yeah, I want them to be older. To remember it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, for sure. That's a normal thing, though.
When are you going to go to Cedar Point?
When they're older.
Tom, they're three and one.
One's not like the other.
I know. I'm kidding. Yeah. But five or so is okay for Cedar Point. There's enough
to do. As long as they can ride the rides. Yeah.
Not all of them, but there's kiddie
some.
Rides.
Yeah. Hey, let's give away some money.
Feels like forever since I've been part of the two Grand Slams, so I'm excited for this one. Rules are super simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. What's happening?
Our contestant.
Did I cut out on you?
It's me? Part of the new system. Don't draw attention to it, Heather.
I'm sorry.
It's no
okay,
big deal. It's, if I do this, does that do that to you?
Yep.
Just keep doing it. There you go. Just roll with the punches, people.
Got it. Sorry. Never experienced that one.
Okay. Just talking to Greg because he made sure we have our contestant ready. Oh. It is Ray in Detroit. Ray, what's up?
Good morning, ladies, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey,
how's it
Ray?
Going?
All right.
Are you excited to play?
Oh, I'm very excited to play.
All right, you got this. Your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go. Who is the starting pitcher for the National League tonight?
Paul Skeens.
Pete Crow Armstrong plays for this team.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
US 24 is also known as this road in Southeast Michigan.
Telegraph.
Where did TJ Lang play in college?
Pass.
Who is the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings?
Pass.
The main campus of the University of Iowa is located in this city.
DeMont.
This artist had the 2016 hit Hotline Bling.
Drake.
Tonight's MLB All-Star Game will air on this network.
ESPN.
Who played Max in Mad Max Fury Road?
Pass.
This defensive back led the NFL in interceptions last season.
Kirby Joseph.
Where did TJ Lang play in college?
Eastern Michigan.
We'll go to the judges. Too late.
Too late.
Too late. Oh, one, two, three. If we get you with four?
$100.
$100.
$100.
Sucks. Man, I...
That's all right. It's $100 you didn't have
it
5 minutes
worse.
Ago.
Yeah.
Oh, very true. Very true. I appreciate it. I love this game, man. It's just, you know...
It's tough.
Thanks, Ray.
Oh, man.
It's different when you're actually a contestant.
Yeah. I tell you what, though.
I know, right?
Your calm demeanor, I thought, was perfect for this game. You answered schemes, and I thought, okay, he's calm. He's got this ready to go. You passed on TJ. I thought, there's no panic in his voice.
Yeah.
Hey, we got you with four.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Hey, I appreciate the opportunity, man. Good talking with you guys, and hey, keep up the great work, man. I love listening.
Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you,
Hold on the line. The two Grand Slam on... What's today, Tuesday?
It is.
Brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid.
We'll go through this one. Okay, the starting pitcher tonight in the National League is Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Crow Armstrong, where does he play?
He plays for the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. US 24 is also known as this road.
Yep, nailed it. Telegraph.
So, okay. TJ Lang did not play at Central Eastern Michigan. He played at Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, Central. Yes. Not the two directionals. Just one.
John, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
That's O'Connell.
Mm-hmm. Main campus of University of Iowa.
It is not in Des Moines, or how did he say it?
Des Moines. Greg, do we have Des Moines? Probably not.
We'll effort that. But it's in Iowa City. This artist had the 2016 hit Hotline Bling. He got that. Drake. Mm-hmm. Fox is going to air the MLB All-Star Game tonight. I think he said ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy, he passed on that. Played Max in Mad Max Fury Road, and he did get the final one. Kirby Joseph led the NFL in interceptions.
We'd have also accepted Aaron Rodgers' father. It's your two Grand Slam. Yeah,
he made him. Damone.
Jordan Love, too.
Well, there you go. Continue that. Coming up next, something or nothing. This is happening around the NFL, and it's going to impact our Lions starting next week. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case can take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, before we can move on, John, you want to halt the show here?
I do, and I don't know if anybody could hear this over the microphone, but I got the mom finger snap.
You did?
And because, what was it, Sam?
Ray.
Ray. When Ray said Damone, I started to laugh, because then I thought back to, not only was that funny, and sorry, Ray, but I started to instantly hear the Desmones drop that we've had
from a previous two Grand Slam.
And when I started to laugh, all I heard then, I wasn't even looking at Heather, is I look up and she is giving me the, you know, the throat slash. Cut it off.
I know, because it was making me laugh, which was then making me have a hard time reading the next set of questions. So it was like,
I got the mom finger snap.
It's a mom move. Yeah. Did you pick that up in the last 3 or 4 years?
Yep, sure did. Uh-huh.
Cut that off right now. Wait till your dad gets home. I keep waiting to get some of those things. Colin's going to come in here and set it straight.
Watch out.
Damone.
So, Damone, yes. Which, I mean, how do you not? Look, Heather, how do you expect me not to laugh?
I do expect you to laugh, but maybe...
I didn't make eye contact.
Yes,
I put
away.
My hat down. I actually wore my
go
hat
time
today.
Out.
Yeah, my head was down, and maybe it's the body shake because I'm laughing.
Maybe save it for I the save laugh it, was appropriate, it. But yes. Just I needed to focus, and you were throwing me off.
I got the finger snap. When was the last time you got a finger snap from your mom?
It would have been in like high school or middle school. I mean, we're talking forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it out. Mm-hmm.
John? You have a recent... Has Lisa given you that recently?
thanks, Greg. Appreciate that. I don't think I have a recent one where... No. Maybe I was getting upset with the kids.
Knock it off.
And she was, you know, no. Hey, John, stop it. No, she's going to pull out the full name probably before she pulls out the finger snap.
Okay.
Jonathan Ward. Jansen
Ward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thanks, okay. Grandpa.
I had a Lions note. We don't need to spend a ton of time on it, but maybe there's something here, John. Something or nothing. In the NFL, we have 2 second-round picks that have signed their contract, which means we have 30 that haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Tate Ratledge is one of those 30 who hasn't signed his contract. We have a bit of a solidarity going on. Like, guys want fully guaranteed deals. The first and I believe the second picks of the third round each got guaranteed contracts. So now the holdup is everybody else in the second round is saying, fully guarantee my deal or I'm not signing. And they're all standing in solidarity here. So there's a bit of a holdup. The Lions and the Chargers play in the Hall of Fame game, so they're going to be the first two teams back out to the practice field. Trey Harris was the second round pick for the Chargers. They're dealing with this too. He is unsigned. Something or nothing, because Ratledge is supposed to be a key cog in this year's football team. I don't like that this would linger and he'd miss even a second of reps or ramp up time going into the season, because he needs all he can get on his plate to get up to speed.
So the two picks, 33 and 34. Jaden Higgins for Houston was 34, and Carson Schlesinger for the Browns was 33. They both got the guarantees in their contract. I get that it's such a small part of the salary cap, but we all know that even in the first round, right, it's a gamble on anyone that you're taking. There is no sure thing. There are others, you know, there are some that you feel confident about that for at least 4 years, they're going to be a contributor to your team. On what level, you never really know. And then it's your option to pick up that fifth year or not if you're a first-round pick.
Yeah.
But all of that has been collectively bargained. What has not been collectively bargained on the player side is guaranteed contracts in the second, third, fourth, all the way down to the seventh round.
And they're kind of trying to do it
curious as to how many agents, because we went through this whole thing recently about collusion in the NFL and not having guaranteed contracts for vets, let alone in, you know, for draft picks. I'm curious as to how many agents are representing the other
30 guys.
Is
it, you know, six guys that are pulling the strings, trying to pull a power play.
Right.
I don't really care about the other teams. I don't really care about the precedent. I want Tate Ratledge out there when the team breaks camp, Sunday?
Yes, but that's not how this works.
Well, no, it is. I run my team. I can hand him a fully guaranteed contract, and to hell with everybody else. I don't care if Arthur Blank and the Falcons get put in a rough spot or Ziggy Wolf and the Vikings don't like it. You deal with your holdouts. I don't want a holdout from a guy who's my starting center potentially this season. So,
and then
yeah,
for
dude, I'll guarantee
the rest of time,
yeah, half a percentage of the contract.
You're going to be guaranteeing every second round pick from here on out.
Yeah, a half a percentage of the salary cap, I'll guarantee. I don't really have this apprehension to it, and I don't think the Lions should either. Pay him, let everybody else deal with it, and get him on the field.
Trust me, as a former player, as a union rep, something that I really wanted to see was more guaranteed money. And now we're starting to see it for the vets, which I think is appropriate. But I don't necessarily know that a second-round pick, and I was a second-round pick, that guaranteed money is going to become a thing. And I don't necessarily know that it should be. It's one of those things where, hey, the further down the list you go, the less guaranteed that you are actually going to be a contributing member of that team this year or in the future.
So let's try to put you in today's world. So you're a 2025 pick, second round, went 37th.
Yeah.
Aaron Gibson goes first round, is getting guaranteed money from the Lions. How does that make you feel?
Well,
I
was pissed at the time.
I know, but I know that the whole salary thing was completely different back then.
Yes.
What's negotiated right now? Like, where would you try to hold out?
Let's say a couple second round picks are getting fully guaranteed. You're an early second. Are you showing up to camp and signing a deal that's not fully guaranteed?
I am.
Okay.
I am, because I am of the mindset that I'm going to go out there and prove it. And I know I'm confident in myself, in my abilities. The whole thing is the injury risk. Now, there are certain things that are different now in terms of injury that we didn't have back in quote-unquote the day. Huh. And so there are more protections for players. So, no, I would go into camp thinking, all right, I'm going to prove, just like Amon-Ra St. Brown did, I'm going to look at all of those guys, and I'm going to outperform all of those first-rounders. So that when my time comes up for my second contract, now that's when you pay.
So teams don't want to do this because then you're opening Pandora's box of this changing in the next CBA.
The thing we're afraid of is we're going to guarantee second round contracts, which make up a half a percent of the salary cap. So if the deal goes bunk because there's no guarantees, I have to eat half a percentage of the salary cap who I took in the top 60 in the draft, who is going to start in a lot of cases, especially on bad teams. But even in the case of the Detroit Lions, Ratledge, whether it's center or guard, is a starter. So every
That's
day.
That's what you're planning on, as long as your scouting department and your evaluation all plays out.
Do you want him to start behind? Because if these guys all stand in solidarity and say, we're not signing because, well, a couple second-round picks are getting guarantees, I'm not going to be the one that breaks rank, you're going to miss time with your starting offensive lineman in training camp who's never been in the National Football League. Okay. I don't like that. I'll guarantee half the percent. That's worth the trade-off to me. For the end of time, I'll guarantee second-round picks.
Okay, then
so you're
going to
do that with Owens Orike?
Yeah. What, the downside is so small.
Okay.
Half a
I'm
percent
just,
of the I'm salary cap.
And then next year, it's the third-round picks that are holding out.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's the fourth-round picks.
See,
well, the leverage drops the less valuable you are. See, first-round rookies are super valuable, and they're fully guaranteed. I'd argue day two picks in a lot of cases are considered starters for these teams.
I think there'll be some modified version in the next CBA for day two picks, what you just said. But it doesn't encourage taking a risk in the draft because you're all of a sudden guaranteeing somebody money. So you might be less willing to take a chance.
So the other guy,
you're going to take Hendon Hooker. Think about it. Hendon Hooker would be getting guaranteed money.
Speaking Jamar of quarterbacks, well, Jamar Lesson yeah. would be thrilled
yeah,
with
exactly,
it. He's
yeah.
a Hall of Famer in the waiting.
Yeah.
Tyler Shuck is a second-round quarterback, and I'm sure he's sitting there going, I'm going to be the starter potentially. Okay, I want some guarantees.
But here's the other issue is, okay, you guarantee a second-round pick, and then after that first year, that second-round pick is just, they're not going to perform. They're not playing. They can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And you cut them after year one. Mm-hmm. Which does sometimes happen. It's not the contract that year. It's that full contract gets accelerated to that year that you're cutting that individual. So now it's a $5 million yeah. hit on that year versus, well, we're going to keep them around another year. We're going to waste a roster spot. It's there's other salary cap ramifications other than just
that year.
That year.
Fine. Then let's talk about this from our perspective. It incentivizes drafting well, and it penalizes drafting poorly. My team has Brad Holmes. I'll let everybody else figure it out. We are going to break rank as an organization. We're going to guarantee our second-round pick. He's a starter. It may come back to hurt us if we draft poorly in the future. That's a problem for you losers. I got Brad Holmes as my general manager.
All right, so you're expecting Anis Rakestraw to be a major contributor this year, even though he was injured all of last year, didn't perform, and maybe they find out in training camp he just can't stay healthy or he's just not the player we thought.
Well, then he's halfway through his rookie deal, and I got to eat 2 years of relatively low cost.
If you were to say, we don't want him on the roster this year,
oh, right now they
it's all 3 years get yeah. accelerated to this year.
Yeah, but he's going to get a chance to play this year. I'm saying at the end of this season, we screwed up. Not every pick's going to be a home run. I got to eat 2 years at $3 million total for a team whose salary cap is almost $300 million.
There's a lot of teams that pick in the first round. And I get, okay, we got Brad Holmes. He's really good at the draft.
Yeah, let everybody else figure it out.
Okay, but there's a lot of teams that when a guy shows up in their facility and practices for the first time, they're like, oh my goodness, we made a huge mistake. And it happens at every round.
Guaranteed money is holding up 30 second rounders from signing, including the Lions' Tate Ratledge. It's 97.1.
All right, guys, time to step up to the plate against hair loss. Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of turning back time for thousands of men across Southeast Michigan, helping them regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate, during the month of July, you can get 30% off all hair transplants and medical hair rejuvenation packages. But here's the catch. It's limited to just 30 clients, so don't wait. Dr. B is a true pioneer, one of the first in the world to use your own hair to fortify new growth. This medical therapy once seemed like science fiction, but now it's a reality right here at Michigan Hair Restoration. So forget those old school hair procedures. No stitches, no staples, no embarrassing linear scars. Just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that get better and better every year, and he guarantees all of them. So the sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. So don't wait till you're out of innings. Go to MichiganHairRestoration.com to book now. Mention 97.1 and take advantage of these exclusive July offers before they're gone.
We brought up this second-round solidarity that's going on in the NFL. 30 second-round picks remain unsigned, including Detroit's Tate Ratledge.
Mm-hmm.
Lions report this week to training camp. He could be the starting center. him not being out there means he's losing valuable time. But this is not a Lions issue. It's a league-wide issue. The first two picks of the second round got fully guaranteed deals. That's new. Everybody else in the second round is saying, me too. And if I'm the Lions, I got to decide. Am I going to hold the precedent of not guaranteeing the second round pick? Or am I going to say, second round contracts are less than a percent of our salary cap. We want our starting center out on the football field. That's everybody else's problem. We're going to break rank. We're going to get this deal done and let everybody else figure it out later. Mm-hmm. And I got Brad Holmes. So if everybody else is going to screw up the draft and worrying about guaranteeing guys, we'll be ahead of that curve. We got the best general manager, or one of the best general managers in football. 248-539-9797. Ticket, text, phone calls. Matt, you're up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I agree and disagree with John, and I also agree with you a little bit, Costa. Where I agree with John, I really don't think, you know, second to seventh round should get guaranteed money. But if they do it, it should be on like a sliding scale. So I don't know how much first rounds get guaranteed, but like, you know, second round guarantee, I don't know, 100,000 down to whatever for the seventh round. Just a little money. I mean, because, you know, you got injury risk and everything like that. Right. So it's good to have some guaranteed money, but I feel like that's how they should do it if they decide to go down that path.
Yeah, and I don't know how these negotiations are going with these 30 players. Maybe they have offered some small amounts of guarantees. And, I mean, everything comes at a cost. And there's going to be risk on both sides no matter what happens. So you do need to assume some risk as a team in guaranteeing some money. You also need to assume some risk as a player that if I'm going to guarantee this money, maybe I'm willing to take less, but it's fully guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. And then with Costa, where I agree, like he said, I don't care about the other teams. All right, fine, Routledge, okay? We got him for a reason. You know, screw the other teams. Who cares what they're doing? Just get our players paid so we can go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're worrying about getting our starting offensive lineman out on the football field, whether it's a center or guard.
Yeah.
And he's got to get up to speed because he's filling big shoes.
They have the benefit of an extra week.
True.
They play in the Hall of Fame game, which I would prefer that Routledge is out there. Now, I don't know if he plays against the Chargers or not in the Hall of Fame game. I don't know if they wait till the first, you know, quote-unquote, regular preseason game, the first of three that they would normally have. But you have that benefit of the extra week where you'd love to have him out there. If he's not, you still have the same amount of practice time as everyone else has.
So I think this is like a little bit fluid situation with the Lions just because of who they picked and how they might need him.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if he holds firm and they don't want to give it to him, but once Campbell comes to Holmes after 10 days of camp and says, hey, get this guy in here, that's when then Brad Holmes has to go against rank in the league and the rest of the teams that are kind of holding firm on this right now and right. Give it to him. It's situational.
But you also have to, as a player, look at the organization. Now, trust is really hard to come by in the NFL. But what's the track record of the Detroit Lions with injured second-round picks?
Oh, it's high.
Yeah, they're going to stick with them. And do you want to start a relationship with a team that's been very loyal to their players, almost to a fault? They love their own guys.
Yeah, but at the same time, man, it's a business.
I get it. Trust me, I was in it.
I have the leverage. I'm your starting offensive lineman. Other second-round picks are getting fully guaranteed deals. Either get with it or don't.
Other second-round picks, two.
Yeah, but that's all these guys need is a little bit of precedent, and now they're all collectively, 30 of them, holding out going, see?
You don't know the details here, too. I mean, this is new for us.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. Who's Routledge's agent? How many other players does that agent have? Are they in the coalition of we're holding to this to the end? We're trying to change. You know, is he a... You know, is Tate Routledge a huge union guy that, you know, we don't know these beliefs. We don't know all these things that come
into play. I understand that, all of these second round picks have to know one thing. And there may be six, there may be 10, there may be 15 agents between these 30 players. No matter how many other players or if the agents are trying to set a precedent, you work for me. And if I want to be in camp, I'm going to tell my agent, get what you can. And then when that day comes that we're supposed to report to training camp, I'm going to sign the contract because I need to be in camp. I need to be a starter this year because that goes to my second contract, which we all know if he performs, that second contract's most likely going to come after year three.
Right, and I speculated, well, maybe he's holding firm. Well, maybe he's not, and he's just told his agent, all right, I'll go along with this song and dance, but I want to be in camp day one.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Paul on a cell, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, just wondering if there's going to be a compromise where the team, say, guarantees the first 2 years, but then they will buy an insurance policy for the last two that they get. With there, we'll get a guaranteed four-year money, but the...
You're no, cutting Paul, in and out. Yeah, I think sorry, I get Paul. You're saying kind of...
Guarantee the first 2 years, and then the team would take an insurance policy to guarantee the other ones?
And get paid either way.
The insurance policies have always been on the players to take if they deem it necessary at that point. My first couple of years, I had an insurance policy.
As a fan, I want no guaranteed contracts. You stop performing, you get fired, you stop getting paid. That dead money could be given to a player who's actually performing. Same for coaches, etc. Here's the reality, though. In every other sport, the deals are fully guaranteed.
Right.
That's all collectively
bargained.
I know.
That's why.
Well, that they're trying to essentially collectively bargain on the fly.
Needs to grow a set.
Well, and they're collectively bargaining on the fly right now, these second rounders in solidarity. Someone get Tate's agent on the phone with Heather so she can give him the mom snap and end this holdout already. Let's get this done.
Get in camp, son.
Speaking of the snap and getting attention, oh, here we go. There's going to be guys giving the equivalent of that starting this week. We'll get to that next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.